But can, do you...
All of these here, all of these properties, all these deals, we've got the dollar amounts written in and everything through all of them and the cards. It's been agreed to.
So awesome. Let me...
And Wesley will be able to work from that pretty easy.
Okay. So we're just going to take this exhibit.
Correct.
Which is most of the afternoon docket, it looks like. Yeah.
And the lady's name is Marie McAvoy.
Marie. Not so, Barb Walker.
So the only, in my understanding, the only two we had on the, we had basically the, these ones you worked out with Chicago Title.
Yeah.
Which is a fair amount.
And the other ones are Westgate this afternoon. Those are the only two. It looks like.
Westgate or is Marina Vista.
It looks like Chicago Title one start at 394 and go to the rest to the. To the end, basically.
She has it in an exhibit, so let's. So I have the, on the phone number here. It's 312-602-8282. That you're saying that's the.
Okay, so you it says Barb Walker. Do you see Barb Walker?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's listed as the owner, and Marie McAvoy is. I don't know. I don't
okay,
know
is who, whoever her representative
yeah,
is.
But Barb was also. We did a Zoom call. Yesterday.
Okay.
And Barb was there, so you could call either one.
Okay, I'll call this and just to get a verification because we need some sure. Type of. This is starting at BOE number 394. I must have missed a number. Hey, Barb, this is Jeff Reynolds from the Taney County Board of Equalization. How are you doing?
I'm good, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, I'm here with the other board members along with the assessor's office, and she had shared that you guys had worked out your appeal numbers. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, very good. We just wanted to call and confirm. And I appreciate you working with her on that. Appreciate the assessor's office working that out.
No, we appreciate it. We very much appreciate it because it is a complicated property. So
absolutely, absolutely. I know they've been working hard on a lot of those. So, well, very good. I just wanted to let you go or let just touch base with you, and we're going to approve it. And at any rate, hope you have a great week.
Well, Jeff, let me ask you a question, because one of my colleagues, Marie McAvoy,
sure.
Who's worked with us in the assessor, was going to join the hearing this afternoon from 1 to 5 to make sure that everything, you know, is gone through. Is this necessary? Should we be on the call? When you're saying it's approved, does that mean...
All the agreed-upon values that you guys set together... we're approving. We have it right here before us, and we're approving it.
Okay, so do we not need to be on the call, or should we be on the call?
You do not need to be on the call.
Okay, wonderful. I will let Marie know, and then will we get confirmation on our end?
You will get
in the mail.
Yes, or? You will get a mailing of all your new set values in about a week and a half. Two weeks. So they're busy here.
2 weeks. Great, Jeff. Thank you so much. And I will let our client know. And we won't be on the hearing today. And we'll look forward to the mail in 2 weeks or so.
We are just assuming that you have gone through each and every one of the properties with the assessor and come to an agreed upon value, which we have on our sheet. So
Every single one, yes.
Okay.
Very good.
All right, thank you.
And I did assure Marie that if we do a typo somehow before December, I can still appear to straighten that out as an abatement because we did make the agreement and we're all...
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Very good. Thank you very much, and you will get a card from the county in about 2 weeks stating all the new values that you agreed upon.
Awesome.
All right. Have a great
one. Thank you very much for the call, and have a nice day.
You too. Bye-bye. I would make motion that we accept Exhibit A for the change in starting of the BOE number 394. We're calling this Exhibit A.
Second.
And the assessor's office would like to have that back after the whole thing's over, please, or a copy.
Sure.
Thank you.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor state aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion stands. Do you want to make copies and then get it over to him?
I'll wait for Wesley. He'll give us a copy.
You know where later. To get this back to?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we still got to deal with DOB. What number is that? You have an agreed upon. Okay. I'm going to make a motion on BOE 2021-70. Paul and Ann Roberts, that we accept the agreed upon reduction to $268,000 appraised value.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor state aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion stands.
Is that done with our warning document? Everything except Westgate?
Do we want to take care of, I'm
good. I mean, if you want to.
But let's take care of what we were dealing with Mr. Ruta that you had worked out. Right.
Oh, I thought we did. We haven't done that yet?
No. Okay. We
haven't made the motion yet.
Because we didn't get hold of him, correct?
Well, so my mind was over here. I apologize, but so I'm okay. Zoomed in back on this.
So Majestic Residence and Majestic. Residence isn't even on the BOE, but Majestic is. But we're going to take both of those to that 580.
Okay.
So that it comes out for the 100.
Sure.
530.
Yeah. Sorry. And then the rest. He's talking to me on text, too, and he says, just leave it alone till December. And he says, you and I will talk about it. And so that I'm confused, because those have clubhouses involved. I can't take those to 580. Those have big structures and stuff. We'll have to discuss it. Mm-hmm. And I guess we'd have to just go in.
Step out for a second.
Is this to...
This is green.
He didn't change it over to the HOA because he wants to control it somewhat. Yes. And he takes care of it and leases it for minimus amount. What do we assess other HOAs, clubhouses at? Do we assess?
Most of them turn them over to the common element.
So there's no assessment at all. Right.
And so, like I said, it says it's the same deal, Susan. Leave it alone. We can talk about it in December. But I can still put this in as a assessor error on my part when I work it out with him.
Yeah.
In an abatement. I mean, if you guys decide you want to just decide, but otherwise, I've not looked at it closely.
I'm okay assessing it like you would a normal clubhouse, common elements. But I understand his reasoning.
But when he pointed out the Majestic to you guys the other day, I was led to believe that all of these were the same. They were just a pool, and that's it. But we're talking, these other ones are much bigger things. And so I would rather that we check before I just...
Yeah. Sure, I understand that.
There you go.
Well, no, I understand that.
Total building or something like that he's going to sell or something like that. I'm just talking about the pool, clubhouse...
We know these two, the Residence and the Majestic, are just the pool, and it's kind of like a green space sort of thing.
Yeah.
We're just going to do that.
Bill, that makes sense. I will take care of those, and that's why we had him talk to you to look through it, see what...
Like that Legacy there, that's a pool, but it's in a big building that's like 40 by 50. It's a covered pool. That's why that one, we didn't change that one.
Yeah. We're just going to have to wait and figure out how that's going to work out.
Okay.
Because as Kevin pointed out, I'm sorry, like the timeshares, like Big Cedar,
yeah,
they have whole swaths of huge buildings that are zero, but that has been divided among each building or owner as a common area,
mm-hmm,
and it gets taxed anyway.
Each individual owner pays it per rata?
Yeah. So it's still covered by taxes, it's just how they pay it, who's in charge of paying it. And so in this case, this is only in Mr. Ruta's name. That's what we're trying to point out. It doesn't fall in the common area.
I get you. It's like green space, except the development doesn't own it. He owns it. But yeah, I get it.
Yeah, Ruta, he wants to control.
Oh, I know.
I understand what he's doing. He wants to make sure that his nightly rental people have access to that
pool.
But by rights, I mean, if we can get this figured out, the common space would be charged to everybody and divided fairly for that particular building.
I live at Cozy Cove. We got a pool, we got a clubhouse out there. Am I assessed on my individual?
Yeah.
For the common element?
You pay a common element.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think that's fair.
Except if Mr. Ruta owned Cozy Cove or developed it.
No. Did Ruta do
it? No, he didn't. No, Charlie Ingram did. Charlie Ingram did.
So condo owners would be assessed.
Well, Redford did the top ones.
Right.
Redford came in and all down at the bottom is all
Charlie,
but Ruta, yeah, or
okay.
But yeah, the top ones were all Redford.
He would have kept ownership of the pool. Anyway, it's a different deal. I'm not. Yeah.
My dad
we're
used to
own
the very last one in the back of that.
Oh, really?
Next to the park. It's right next to Bill Zeller.
Redford lived at that for a little bit too, didn't he?
All right, I'm going to make a motion that and I'm going to do this by parcel number. So there's two different ones that have parcel numbers.
One was a BOE, wasn't it?
Yeah, one was a BOE.
The Majestic is a BOE.
Do we know what BOE number that is?
It's on one of the other past dockets.
Didn't I write it on? There's some on all of them.
There's one that has.
I thought Andy Adams had stuff here.
I'm not seeing it.
Majestic Operations was that Thursday that Dan was here? No, I thought it was Friday. He was here Friday. Friday was an ugly day.
They all became one day.
I didn't bring my sheets. I usually bring all my sheets, but I didn't bring them, so I don't know which BOE number it is.
I'm sorry. It's pretty vacant in this box, but there's a few in here.
Friday docket.
No. Was that the 16th?
This one?
Yeah. Is that it?
Yep. 2021-64.
Here
you go.
We got it.
Kenny gave you one
of
the red paper
plate.
God bless you.
I knew I brought that.
All right, so you guys have basically changed it with this sheet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I make a motion that BOE number 64 be changed to the $530 evaluation. Based on green space.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor state aye. Aye. Motion stands. And then I'm going to read the
parcel number for residents.
Thank you. I make a motion that parcel number 18-1-1-3-4-3.300 in the residence be appraised at the green space value of $530.
Okay.
All in favor, state aye.
Aye.